Smitty, can you see the eastern sky from the Chateau de Smith?
Yeah, I tell you. Beautiful. Beautiful start to the weekend.
It's a homecoming weekend. The weather is absolutely perfect. And you know who's going to appreciate that is the folks tonight at high school football won't have to worry about it getting to 40 degrees. They'll be in the 50s. And the folks, the North Cougars, Ken Heidinger's Bagel Boys, heading up to Carmel, Joe, they're going to have a very nice day to play tennis. Goldilocks Day. Not too hot, not too cold. 71 degrees. Just right. What a season they've had, and we hope it continues in today's quarterfinals.
Well, a milestone is reached this weekend in more than just one sense. The North Tennis Cougs' first ever appearance, and only apropos, it is the 50th year of the Boys State IHSA Tennis Finals. Four quarterfinal matches today as Ken Heidinger sends his 12th ranked and once beaten maroon and gold, the Conference Indiana sectional, regional, and semi-state champs out against 14th ranked and unbeaten South Bend St. Joe. They'll play at Carmel at 3 o'clock in the first of hopefully three matches for the North Siders spread out here over the course of the weekend and the school's first-ever state championship brought back to Bloomington. The Cougs have won 13 straight since that lone loss to Floyd Central back on September 3rd. 12 of them have been 5-0 shutouts. South Bend St. Joe's first trip to the state final since 0-2. They won them all, 19-0. Thomas Pries and Leo Romanets each sport 24-0 seasons, both playing at 1-2 singles. Those two guys will be the opponents for senior Mac, junior Mac Rogers and junior Paul Zube, 22-1 and 20-4, respectively, later today. Young freshman Jace Day is 21-2. He'll play at three singles. And then the 1-2 doubles team, Mick Thompson, a senior, Christian Gettelfinger, a sophomore, 23-1 on the year. Scott Bodie, a senior, and sophomore Sam Orbaugh will play at number two doubles, 22-2. We wish the Cougs the very best. The field, as you can imagine, is top-loaded. We have a top-ranked Carmel unbeaten at 14-0. They play number 13, Delta. 19-0 Evansville Memorial, 7th ranked against 2nd ranked Park Tudor, who's 18-2. Number 24 Richmond, like Bloomington North, making its first ever state finals appearance, 20-3, and they will play the three-time defending state champion, North Central Panthers of Indianapolis, who this trip are ranked 3rd. They are 14-3. That's the quarterfinal contingent of 8. The semifinals will go at 10 on Saturday and will play for a state championship at 2 o'clock at North Central on Saturday. Best of luck to those maroon and gold tennis netters of Coach Ken Heidinger. Well, and just like that, the season over for the 6th-ranked South Soccer Panthers. Its 12-match win streak ended last night in Jasper. A 4-2 penalty kick victim of 9th-ranked Evansville Memorial after both teams battled to a 2-2 regulation draw. Tigers scored first, and they did it early. First half minute of the match last night. It was tied at 1 the opening half thanks to sophomore Alex Fox, 12th goal of the year. And then senior Sam Munson came off the bench for Kevin Sparks, gave the Panthers a big lift and a 2-1 advantage with about 20 minutes left with his 3rd goal of the year. But Memorial tied it at 2 after a controversial handball call provided Memorial with a free kick. It was blocked by South but rebounded, and the ball went into the nets, and the match went into the 2 7-minute overtimes. The Tigers then won, burying all 4 PKs, and that was that. Unfortunately, don't get me started on PKs in soccer, but the season ends 18-2 for Bloomington South. The South girls earlier in the week also lost to Evansville Memorial down in Jasper after a very successful season for Ian Rickerby's crew. They lost 3-1 on Wednesday night, their season ending 13-5-2. Thursday night, high school volleyball, seniors night in the W column, and Eugene Kim's volleyballers winning its 20th of the year as they take out Mooresville in 3. This is the 4th time in 5 years that the Southside volleyball girls have reached the 20-win mark. Bloomington North, how about the job Disney Brownenberg's done with the North Cougars? They're 21-9. They won in 3 at Clay City, and Terre Haute South swept Edgewood in 3. Now we begin the postseason for the girls in volleyball next week. Both city schools play down in St. Leon. At East Central starting Thursday night, and Edgewood will play down in Sullivan also starting on Thursday night. Well, what would it be on a Friday without a little Friday Night Lights? Week number 9, we pull the curtain down on the regular season. The fourth-ranked South Panthers of Coach Mo will try to put a period exclamation mark behind its third consecutive Conference Indiana Championship as they look for their 8th straight tonight at Perry Meridian, Terre Haute South at North. Seniors night out at the old ball yard. Martin Memorial will be there with John Callahan calling the action for you starting at 7:30. Chalk Talk Scott Bless at 7 o'clock for this one here as the Cougs look for that elusive first win on what should be a beautiful night to play the high school game. Edgewood involved in the WIC crossover games to wrap up the regular season. The 1-7 Ponies gallop down to West Vigo to take on the Vikings. At stake will be 9th place within the league. Two other conference teams in action as well. Owen Valley at Greencastle playing in the 3rd place game and Brown County at South Putnam in the 11th place game there. Two other games in the area. Unbeaten Linton tries for another 9-0 perfect year. Should get it tonight down at North Central of Sullivan. And Eastern looking to close out 7-2. They'll be down in southwestern Indiana against Tecumseh. Don't forget Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk following our Cougar Seniors Night victory tonight. Chalk Talk again with Scott Bless at 7. Kickoff Martin Memorial here on the airwaves at 7:30.
A Clayton Kershaw guy can pitch, Joe.
I stayed up and watched that. Boy, I tell you what, he got Daniel Murphy to pop up to second base. That was huge. Guy threw 110 pitches the other day and comes back and records his first career save. And
hit 94 in a gun, too. Unbelievable performance. The seventh inning lasted 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Yep.
That's why I couldn't stay up for the rest of it all. But
yeah, we had it was a longie. We had 7 different pitchers, 6 runs scored, 9 hits. I mean, we had it all. And that
14
was combined,
subs.
Of course.
That was Dusty Baker's last bench player who faced Kershaw and struck out in the pitch in the dirt. And, well, if he would have had a single there, that would have been Dusty's. That would have been it. Pitchers would have hit for the rest of the night. It didn't. The Dodgers move on to face the Cubs. That'll start Saturday night in Chicago. Tonight, Cleveland and Toronto, game 1. Both those teams swept. They better have a good series. We've had plenty of excitement from the National League. The American League's got to pick up their end of the
deal. Cleveland took the series during the year 4-3, so it was tight.
Bunch of one-run games, too, Joe. I heard that yesterday, so that'll be fun. We'll get caught up at 8:45, preview
good.
A big homecoming weekend, and exciting times for IU football, plus the rest of the gang as well. Good stuff as always, my friend.
We'll talk to you in a bit.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on Big Show Friday. A very busy Friday continues. Big Show Friday, and we bring in my good friend, our man Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 every Monday and Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are we doing again?
Great sun. Great sunrise. That gets us started.
Yeah.
Great weekend gets it rolling right here.
Yeah.
Crazy baseball game last night kicked off a great sports weekend. Heck, we had a crazy football game on the airwaves here. San Diego beating Denver had a
Hail Mary, wasn't it? Won it?
No, that was knocked down. Usually San Diego's been giving that up, but Denver was down ridiculous in the fourth quarter and had the ball for one final chance. So there was plenty of drama everywhere, but the drama focuses on Memorial Stadium tomorrow, 3:30. ABC, Joe, for the third week in a row, a ranked team on the radar for the Hoosiers. Tell us all about homecoming Saturday.
Well, defensive coordinator Tom Allen coined it perfectly to us this week. He said, preparation creates confidence. Confidence creates expectation. And his defensive unit getting armed and ready to meet yet another top 10 unbeaten Saturday in the Nebraska Cornhuskers, making their first football visit to Memorial Stadium in 38 years for Indiana's 104th homecoming. And, of course, homecoming festivities opening up with the parade and rally and all that goes with it a little bit later tonight. Last week, of course, it was Ohio State's J.T. Barrett. Saturday, it's Tommy Armstrong guiding Mike Riley's offense, the only active FBS quarterback with at least 7,500 career passing yards. and 1,500 rushing yards. Kind of reminds me of an Antoine Randall and a winner to date, because he has handled 27 wins of the last 38 games that he has started over the last 3.5 years. And we'll underline started. Armstrong and crew coming off a bye and an extra week perhaps to heal a gimpy ankle that he hurt against Illinois to begin the month. But we'll wait and see as to his mobility. Nebraska certainly can score, although they'll be without their top receiver in Jordan Westerkamp, who has been averaging about 18 yards and has caught 4 touchdown passes. He is out. We do know that. The expectation, well, to score its first upset of a top 10 team in 29 years tomorrow for Coach Kevin's crew. Hoosiers worked a lot in the special teams this week. You know, a special teams breakdown helped put Ohio State in sudden change and gave them the short side of the field not once but twice. And we had a fumble from Richard Lego last week. He's been out to smooth things over and improve his efficiency, as well as that of the offense in the red zone. Especially Indiana has shown a struggle scoring touchdowns in the red zone, and that was key last week. But certainly positives to build on after the Buckeye loss. We're only game 3 of the young Big Ten season. We'll watch the pass rush. We'll watch Armstrong's mobility. Coach Allen's defensive package they have set out for this one. We'll see how things unfold there. And, of course, the Hoosiers need to get the run game back in gear. But Nebraska, keep in mind, hasn't allowed more than 137 yards in its 2 conference wins, a challenge there. So a turnover-free 60 minutes will certainly aid the cause. We always talk about that and the number of penalties, and hopefully a happy homecoming and hopefully a return to what we saw the last time the Hoosiers played in the ball yard, and that was upsetting Michigan State in overtime. Again, 3:30 on ABC on Saturday afternoon. Well, the tip of the cap, and how about these freshmen emerging for Amy Burberry's crew, peaking at the right time, and these young women are getting it done. Indiana upsetting the 17th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes over in Columbus last night, 3-2, its first win over the Buckeyes in 6 years, meaning it's the first time Amy, staff, and Hoosiers have gotten the job done there, and yet, too, it was the first win in Columbus in 14 years. Young lady Sydney Kilgore scored in the 73rd minute last night for the eventual game winner. But Chandra Davis and Allison Jordan, a couple of other Frosh, also with goals in that game. And we're talking about freshmen, and we've talked about Sarah Lamadou for weeks now. She came up with 4 saves, and earlier this week was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week, the second time that she has won that accolade in her first season in goal for Amy's crew. The Hoosiers stay on the road and play at Maryland on Sunday. But, boy, a nice win by the IU women's soccer team last night in Columbus. Its first win over in Buckeye Land in 14 years. Mentioning soccer, back to the pitch for the Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley. They'll be taking on Ohio State. They'll play a matinee game on Saturday at 2 o'clock over in Columbus. We kick off the heavy sports week on homecoming weekend with everyone on the road except for the volleyball team. They have Rutgers tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll come back and play number 22 Penn State at UGM on Saturday night at 7. Ron Helmer's got his men and women running the Bradley Classic over in Peoria later today. And, boy, a couple of key field hockey matches for Amanda Janney's crew as they come into play this weekend, playing in the state of Michigan later tonight at number 12 Michigan, who's 3-2 in the league. Indiana takes in a 7-7 slate, 2-2 in the Big Ten. They'll stay in Michigan and play in East Lansing on Sunday afternoon against Michigan State. Mentioning field hockey and mentioning players of the week, Indiana goalie Noelle Roeder was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week for her efforts in goal when Indiana upset number 6 Northwestern a week ago. So a big weekend as well for Amanda Janney's crew. And that probably takes us through the rest of the schedule. The golf teams are off until the end of the month. as well. And we glance at the high school beat, week number 9, of course, tonight. Our broadcast game, Seniors Night for 13 Cougars. They'll be back hosting in 2 weeks the start of the state tournament against Bloomington South. But all efforts pointed toward Terre Haute South tonight. Chalk Talk and Scott Bless at 7 o'clock, and kickoff will be at 7:30, mentioning the Panthers. They're on a run, as everyone knows. They could put exclamation point behind number 3 in a row, Conference Indiana-wise, as they take on Perry Meridian tonight at 7:30 up at Perry Stadium. And Edgewood will be playing for 9th place in the WIC alongside West Vigo. They'll play at the Vikings on the road tonight at 7 o'clock. Owen Valley at Greencastle and Brown County at South Putnam in those crossover WIC games. Well, in addition to the football playing, Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk, by the way, tonight after our game, probably joined in progress around the 10 o'clock hour after we leave Martin Memorial, mentioning weekend sports, more to do. We mentioned WIC crossover matches. There's one in volleyball for Edgewood tomorrow. They're playing for third place at home against Northview at 11. The big sporting event tomorrow in Tails cross country, as the Bloomington South fellas, the Bloomington North girls look to add more hardware to their trophy cases as the cross country regional takes place down at B&L in the hills starting at 10:30. We wish the best to Austin Haskett and, of course, the Mustangs. Eastern also qualified, both boys and girls, for the regional for the first time in years. So a lot of local and area athletes competing in the cross-country regional. No match any bigger than the start of the state tournament, the 50th annual state tennis tournament, a little bit later today. Ken Heidinger saying his 12th-ranked Cougars of North. Now 19-1 out after unbeaten South Bend St. Joe, who's won them all. They're 19-0, but hopefully the first of three matches to bring home that state championship. They'll be playing today up at Carmel. Semifinal rounds at 10 and the title match at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon for the Maroon and Gold.
And a busy weekend covered up all on Monday morning. Good luck to the Bagel Boys. I don't know if that's going to continue, but they've had a great year, Joe, and they've got great weather for some tennis today. Great weather for high school football tonight, college football tomorrow, and a busy weekend. Tailgate show at IU starts around 10:30. Heck, Big Ten Network jumps right over to Tom Crane's practice a little bit later in the afternoon. Then it's ABC for football.
Yeah, I think he's going to be in there around 1 o'clock with John Crispin.
There you go. One of the Penn State boys from back in the day.
Yeah.
Coach will be mic'd up. You get a chance to see the Assembly Hall. That's cool. The Simon Scott Assembly Hall, that's going to be messed up a few times. You're just going to have to get over that, folks. after 40, however many years I've been, and I can only imagine what you would have to go through in all of that.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great weekend. We'll have a very busy Monday, and we hope to stop by Black Lumber and buy some more wood for the trophy cabinets for the high schoolers.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a great time of year, and we wish the ones disappointing for the soccer team.
Yeah,
tough. But I do want to say that it was great being with the kids this week. Great seasons unfolding for both the boys and girls. Their efforts just falling short down in Jasper over the course of these last two evenings.
Bring the hunger next year. You saw what Ken Heidinger's crew did. They went down to Jasper,
yep,
got beat last year, and then went down there and bageled them up. So good stuff as always, Joe.
All righty. We'll see you Monday.
Sounds good. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.